Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Created the expectation. So the message is thank you. Man, how great an opportunity. And they created an environment that this team created the expectation. So we created the expectation. They created the environment. You know what? We're going to keep showing up, so we're going to ask them to do the same. We're going to have relentless faith. We're going to ask our supporters to have the same. The real ones that show up each week and see it. Weren't happy yet last week because none of us were, but I can tell you that it's still not your same old Maryland. And I'll continue to shout that because I know what's going on inside the building, and the supporters and people that really know us get a pretty good understanding that we got a pretty solid foundation to build on.
So they can keep saying not the same old Maryland, but after starting 4-0, and Mike Locksley has been great in September throughout his tenure at Maryland. They've now lost six straight with the loss at Illinois, and it really wasn't a very inspiring 24-6 loss at Illinois, but it inspired the AD to announce that Mike Locksley will be returning for another season at Maryland, so we can put to bed any thought of another head coach coming to coach the football team and as they trend towards a second straight 4-8 season.
Well, I think it is noteworthy that the AD, who's only been here a few months, was compelled, and for good reason, to address this before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that like this is like normal. No, this is not normal. However he wants to couch it, and I read the letter and I understand why he's saying what he's saying, but it's impossible to give anybody a ringing endorsement when you might lose eight straight games, when you are one of the worst fourth quarter teams in NCAA football, when you continue to have issues with ill-timed penalties and you play a subversive brand of football. Like you undermine your ability to win through your coaching decisions, through game management, and through lack of execution coupled with back-breaking penalties that are often of the disciplinary variety, that are also often of the 15-yard variety. And it happens year after year after year. When you can't win games outside of September, year after year after year. And like we've all spoke very highly of the AD. All are buying in. We all think it's a major upgrade over the other guy. But you can't give us revisionist history like this is some golden era of Maryland football.
Stop.
Some of us are old enough to remember Bobby Ross. Some of us have multiple friends who played on those teams.
Yes.
Some of us know what it was like to compete year after year after year for supremacy, to be bowl eligible, for supremacy in the ACC back when it was a real football conference, back when Miami and UNC were football powers.
And Fridge went to an Orange Bowl.
People like Lawrence Taylor were playing in the ACC. Yeah. Like, stop. Stop, 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 stop.
And the line in the letter that Jason's referring to, Coach Locks, like Blades, Maryland, has deep and unmatched ties to the DMV, and he has led this program to success unprecedented in our 133-year football history, yeah. Which is just
like, I don't remember
true.
The 54 National Championship. I'm aware of it, but like, come on,
Fridge.
There's people in
the Fridge went to the Orange Bowl. They got killed, but they went to an Orange Bowl and they went to a Peach Bowl, like, and beat, I think, Tennessee. Like, those are legitimate bowls. Beating an Auburn team that doesn't play anybody in a bowl played in December, that doesn't get anybody fired up. I feel like there's a couple things at play here, and I don't know anything. Number one, they didn't think they could keep the kids if they fire him. Number two.
He'll bring them with him.
Yeah. And number two, I don't think anybody's excited to pay the buyout. And it shows you the standard at Maryland. And quite frankly, it's a little disappointing. Like, Penn State was a top five team beating Oregon. But I'm just talking about the. I was going to go through a bunch of schools. Like, the standard is different. Like, this is acceptable here. And a school that was top five and winning in overtime against another top 10 school and then blew that lead, a couple weeks later, they fire that guy. There are guys in big conferences, Power Four conferences, that are firing their coaches for less. They're 4-8, and they're bringing him 4-6, and they're bringing him back.
Isn't Wisconsin keeping that?
They are.
Penn State's booster support.
I hear you. They got money.
It's a cult. Penn State football is a full-blown cult.
And they have
Maryland
money.
Maryland football is like the fifth best program at that school. And I might be putting them too high. Like, it's not more men's basketball, men's soccer, women's basketball, field hockey. Like, I don't know.
I get it, but it's a revenue sport.
Is it really?
That's football supposed to make them money.
It's supposed to. But they obviously decided keeping him and not paying the buyout is worth the risk of nobody being at these games next September.
I'll say this. Whatever you think of the decision, if you were going to take this route and you were going to run it back one more year with Locks, I think he did have to come out now in support of him just to keep the recruits.
I understand it, but the idea that this is like, nothing to see.
No, it's not. No, it's not that at all. And clearly, Jim outlining in this letter, he feels Locks had no resources under the prior AD with Damon Evans, and this offseason he's going to have some money to play with in terms of NIL. But he's coaching for his job next year. That's a fact.
Can he bring this staff back? He can't bring this. And I know he's been doing that every year. But, like, I mean, Pep, because of the quarterback and because... I don't know. But, like, he's going to bring this D coordinator back? Like, how much are you going to co-sign on all that?
But what if he goes 6-6? Then does he come back another year after that? Is that what we're
well,
doing?
That I think, is the next question. Yeah. What's
the standard?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know the fan base is not thrilled about this decision.
No.
Like, nobody... Hey, you have a son at Maryland. Have you spoken to him about this? He goes to the games?
He goes to the games.
How's he feel?
I think that there was a lot of people in the student section who were letting a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think big part of the reason why this letter came out is because the last couple games, it's not just boosters. The student section was being pretty loud early in these games about what they thought of the football program.
Maryland hosts Michigan Saturday. It's a 4:00 start, which means a 3:00 pregame right here on 105.7 The Fan. And then they finish the season at Ford Field, taking on Michigan State. I think that was just announced, a 7 p.m. start. So nighttime football to end the year for Maryland. What about the basketball team?
They better finish on a little bit of high note offensively. I will say that. Like, the offense better not just keep falling off a cliff here. And I get it. Illinois is pretty good defense and Illinois on the road, whatever. But, like, we better have Malik ending on a high note here. Like, you better have, Pep, some stuff scripted up that you can move the ball on Sparty on a great day to play pitch and catch in Ford Field because it's a dome, so it's always a great day to play pitch and catch. Like, I better see something.
That is a fact.
Yeah, no weather there.
Yeah, 72 degrees.
Terps basketball gets the upset at Marquette. Chris Nockey was on the call right here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.